Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life. I'm brought to you in part by HotChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Captain Chopsticks himself.
Why am I even bothering?
Yeah, you don't even use them.
I don't use chopsticks for sushi.
I know. Because you're a heathen.
No.
You're a unshaven lout.
Well, that is true, but...
You're just surprised I use lout correctly.
Yeah, that's only because of prolonged exposure to me.
That's,
that you even know that word, let alone use it correctly. Wow, that is terrible closed captioning. We're at Sushi Tango.
Yes.
This week, which has a special place in our heart, our heart, Dave and mine's
collective hearts,
because this is where I took you after. I missed your bachelor party.
Yeah, because you're a jerk.
No, because I don't have a calendar. Or didn't have a calendar
or
at that point.
Or a working phone either.
Or a working phone. That was back when I was working, making like $7 an hour. So phones and calendars were a luxury.
That how, I could afford. How was it using the old Mayan calendar? I mean, that had to have been interesting, you know, with the
I still have it.
Thing.
I still have that calendar, too. Yeah.
That's interesting.
But yeah, we're at Sushi Tango, and this is where we went, and they've got the Twins game on, and they're doing the closed captioning, but they don't have the black behind the white letters, so it's just white on green. It's very hard to read, and if I was a deaf person watching baseball, I would be upset. Look at that.
That is almost impossible.
It's
actually
impossible to read.
You can't. Okay, so how far do you sit away from your main TV at home?
If I'm downstairs...
We're actually out of McGraw tonight.
Dude. Oh, okay.
Oh, I have the McGraw Blue fan.
Let's do that. Yep.
If I'm upstairs,
yep.
I am probably about 10 feet from my TV.
Okay.
If I am downstairs, about 6.
Okay. I'm about 7 feet.
Okay.
From mine.
It's funny that we can both... name, and we're probably very close to how far away can we sit from the TV.
Because that's important.
It is important.
Now ask me what my mom's birthday is.
And it's funny. The only reason why I know my wife's birthday is because she was very smart and put it in her username on for her email.
I got an easy one. My girlfriend's birthday is when they landed on the moon. It was the day of the moon landing.
There's so many jokes I can make there, and I'm not going to, because I love Katie. Yeah. So I'm not gonna make those jokes. But
I'm gonna tell on you, by the way.
Oh, you said she listens to the show, so you don't need
nuts.
To tell her.
Oh my god, you don't need to. Fantastic.
I'm okay with
Sunday.
That.
Just hey, have a night. You do it. Whack.
Just wham.
Dick flap.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So CNN reminds me all the time. I can never forget, because CNN.
That is
always
nice. My wife's is always Memorial Day weekend, right. So I know it's close. I know it's close.
Right.
So.
And yours is easy to remember because it's close to.
It's exactly 7 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now mine is easy to remember because it's today.
Yours is easy to remember because your girlfriend tells me.
That's true.
That's why I remember.
Yeah, I got bored today because I wasn't doing anything at work,
mm-hmm.
as we both
had struggled with today.
Yeah, and so of course I looked up. Well, who else has a who else do I share a birthday?
I've got some good ones. Now,
you
I know I've looked up.
You have Christina Aguilera.
Because you looked up mine, didn't you?
No, this is just something we've talked about.
Yeah, I have Christina Aguilera, and it's exactly the same year. So we are forever the exact same age.
Yeah, I not so much.
No, you have less.
No,
cool. No, because I. Okay, so I've got Christina Aguilera. I've got Brad Pitt.
Wow.
I've got Steven Spielberg.
Wow.
I know. I want to say Isaac Newton, but it might be when he died. I don't remember.
I have to look up all of mine. I have.
Yeah, I have some pretty cool ones.
I have Taylor Kitsch from John Carter of Mars. I have...
And Battleship. Can't forget Battleship.
Can't forget Battleship. I have Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica.
All right.
I have...
Not quite the same level as Brad Pitt and Steven Spielberg, but...
Oh, God. Hold on, I gotta look at...
Now I'm looking this up.
Yeah.
This is good.
I know,
good
radio. This is really good radio. Here we go. I got it. All
right.
I have Taylor Kitsch. Kirsten Stone.
I don't even know who that is.
You should know her.
Is that a porn star?
No, it is.
She has a porn star name.
She was on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, of course I would know who that is.
Julian Lennon.
Meh.
John Schneider. Duke of Dukes of Hazzard.
I was going to say the handyman from One Day at a Time.
Patricia Arquette. Robin Wright Penn.
Oh, Robin Wright Penn, all right.
Let's see. Biz Markie. Come on.
Okay, Biz Markie, that's nice. That
Kane
is nice.
Hodder.
Kane Hodder, that's nice.
Thank you. Let's see. Kofi Annan.
Hey.
Jimmy Sky Walker, formerly of the New York Knicks.
Okay.
Let's see.
I have DJ Lethal.
Wow.
From House of Pain.
Quite possibly the best baseball name ever, Catfish Hunter. Let's see, who else I got? I'm running out here.
I got DMX. I win everything.
Really? You do?
I have DMX.
I have an 8-time NBA champion, John Havlicek.
I don't even know who that is.
I have Izzy Stradlin of Guns N' Roses.
Nice. Ray Liotta, again, wow, advantage
you,
me.
Yes, you. I have 2-time NBA All-Star Terry Porter, also former coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I got.
Keith Richards.
Dude.
I know. Michael Moorcock, who you don't know, but he's got a good last name.
Yes, he does. Shecky Green.
Shecky Green.
I got Shecky Green.
Wow. That's really lame.
I have Jonghyun Kim, not to be confused with Kim Un or Kim Jong-un. Jonghyun Kim is a member of the South Korean boy band SHINee.
Oh, well, that's good.
Betty Ford.
Yeah. Okay, I was wrong. It was when Newton died. It was my birthday. Ashley Benson.
Dude. I got nothing.
I think I win on this one. And someday I will be added to this.
We can only hope.
List to the Wikipedias.
I'm gonna go ahead and say probably not.
Why must you be such a hater?
But I'm excited that we're eating sushi on my birthday.
We are. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what is this? 33 for you?
Yes, 33.
All right.
33. It is an unbirthday.
It is an unbirthday.
Doesn't
Nothing
end
happens.
Zero. Doesn't end in a zero or a five.
It's a prime number, no less. No, it's 11. No, it's not a prime number. I'm a retard. Never
37?
Mind.
37?
No, 37 might be prime.
Yeah. How's that for you?
That's pretty good.
I haven't had a math test in 12 years.
And you weren't very good at the time.
No. I was terrible. I was in the remedial math.
You were terrible.
I was in the slow kid math.
You were.
Do this way and...
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I'm a little swimmy.
So we did.
I'm gonna be honest.
We did a pre-show beer.
We did a pre-show beer
because we're poor at planning, and Sushi Tango doesn't open until 5.
Yes, and we got here super early.
But
because Matlock's on later tonight, so we need to have dinner early.
Hopefully, we can make it home by Wheel of Fortune, but we're pushing it at this point. So we decided, well, let's go get a beer. And the only place we haven't hit, or that's still open, is Republic. But we've already eaten at Republic in Uptown. And judging by going off of our...
Republic is in a... we're in Uptown now. We're at the Republic near campus.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't repeat.
We can't repeat.
So we had a little pre-show beer.
We did.
And you had a... a cider.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the name of it was. Was it a Julian cider?
It was a Julian cider. And, you know, despite their poor reputation among some people, some uneducated people, ciders can very easily pack quite an alcoholic punch.
I'm fully aware of that. I know that shot was directed at me.
Yeah, not necessarily. But the typical cider you're going to get is about 5%, maybe 5.25% alcohol, which is, you know, nothing, you know, that, you know, a hard beer is going to, you know, put up much fight against. Right. But, you know, it's sizable. It's no 3.2. This particular cider was 6.9% alcohol, which is potent for a beer. Extremely light in terms of color.
It looked like Sprite. Maybe closer to ginger ale.
Yeah, I would say.
There was that slight yellow hue
to it. A little brown to it. It was okay. It wasn't great. I've had better. But I got enough of a little buzz going. It's like... could be because I haven't eaten in 6 hours before that, so...
I'm surprised you haven't already inhaled your...
I'm whipping through this gyoza, which is... And I hate to start on such a negative note, but I'm a little disappointed with the gyoza.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think there's something with the crust.
I'm sorry.
I think part of it is I'm used to steamed gyoza.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very obviously fried.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that. And I'm going to eat through my plate with
vigor.
With vigor. But it is not the best gyoza I've ever had. So, how's your edamame?
Very good. For those of you who are uneducated, these are steamed soybeans with a little bit of sea salt sprinkled over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Basically doing a little soaking up the alcohol that I had at Republic. And I had the steel toe... red IPA.
The Rainmaker.
Thank you. Steel Toe Rainmaker red IPA.
Yeah, which is what you had last week at Ward 6.
And it is quickly, in the two times that I've had it, become one of my favorite beers. So I'll be tracking it down at friend of the show's Fort Perkins.
So, Alvy, this is your warning. If you don't have it available now,
make it so.
Get it.
That's my birthday.
Or feel the wrath of the Well-Fed Guide to Life.
Because we got pulled.
We do. Hey, there were several major publications in the Twin Cities area that waited until we visited Ward 6 to publish their review.
Because
they wanted to know how we felt.
Yeah.
If we panned it, Vitamin, they would have hated it.
Yep. Copyright infringement.
Damn right. Actually, I don't think that's right at all, but... Mm.
This is a little weird. Because this is like the hottest edamame I've ever had in my life.
Like temperature
like
or heat?
Temperature hot.
Really?
Like scalding hot.
Wow. It's fresh out of the steamer.
Mm-hmm. Not complaining.
No.
Because I've had edamame come to the table and it's been ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll take it where I can get it.
Mm.
For not liking that, you sure did.
Like I said, the gyoza is fine. It's just not fantastic.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying.
So we haven't quite completed the punch card here at the food mall.
No, we're pretty close.
We got one left.
Chiang Mai Thai.
Yep.
Which we thought about, but it was like, you know.
It's an occasion.
Mm-hmm. We need sushi. And we haven't done sushi in a while.
No. I don't think we've done sushi since Sakura in St. Paul.
Yeah, and that was last summer almost. I mean, that was...
Yeah.
It's been far too long.
That is a sad state of affairs that is going down in downtown St. Paul. Well, places like... the restaurants are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's... still a lot of businesses down there, but you can't keep an actual like retail business open down there to save your soul.
You know, I was thinking about that because and I wanted to bring this up last week, but we just didn't get to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in Seattle a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking through downtown And I remember feeling this in Seattle. I remember feeling this when I went to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And a few times I've been in like major cities. And I always remember walking through their downtown and just being like, something's wrong. Like, there's just like other cities outside of Minneapolis, other cities, their downtown just feels weird for some reason. And I finally nailed it down. And it's because other cities downtown have thriving retail markets that Minneapolis just doesn't. Right. You go to downtown Minneapolis, it's restaurants, it's business is what it is. I mean, it's office complexes. You're not going to have
nobody goes downtown to shop.
Exactly, exactly. They go there to work. They go there for events. You know, I mean, we've got a good event. Thing in downtown Minneapolis, and I think it's the same in St. Paul. Mm. You know, you go down for food, for sport. Enjoyment, for sports. Mm. You know, we got a good nightclub scene in Minneapolis. Mm. I assume I'm not a nightclub person, but you know, I've heard it's decent. We don't have the row of boutiques. We don't have, you know, a Gap next to an American Eagle and because all that stuff is out in the suburbs.
Right.
You know, you go to like the Galleria out in Edina.
I think that's a reflection of our complete lack of transportation infrastructure.
That could be part of it.
We don't have an L. We don't have a subway system. We don't have a metro line. We have light rail, but it's not being used as a hub. For commerce,
our light rail is to bring us out to the suburbs to shop. It's, you know, there's a reason why it goes to the Mall of America.
Bring us into the city to work.
Exactly.
That's completely reversed from what it is in most other cities.
Yeah, I remember walking through Seattle, and you know, there's all these clothing stores, and I think in a weird way, I enjoy Minneapolis because I don't care. I'm not going to the Gap. Unless I have to.
Right.
I'm not going to American Eagle. I'm not going to any of the boutique clothing or accessory shops. Like, I think of, I forget what the name, the shops at West End.
Yeah.
You know.
Up by my way.
Up by your way. By the Icon Theater. You know, there's a lot of great restaurants in there, but it's primarily, you know, a high-end shopping area.
Right.
And those places always feel weird and alien to me.
I don't even shop there. I still shop at the Dales, Southdale, Ridgedale,
Mall of America Dale.
I try not to go there as little as possible.
I'm as an experienced mall walker.
Mm-hmm.
I find less and less reasons to go to Mall of America.
So do I.
You know, unless the current teen sensation is reasonably attractive.
Is there a Bieber sighting?
I'm not so much into the Biebers or the One Directions. But
your bedroom would tell me otherwise.
Yeah, but that's my bedroom. There's some things you keep to yourself, some things you bring out to Mall America.
I realize you're playing that close to the chest.
Well, you know, I've been working out more.
Yeah.
Went to a new gym. Mm. And and they've got this particular gym. I'll give them a little plug. They're not sponsoring us, but I'll give them a little plug. It's Planet Fitness. It's kind of a chain. But they've got their own, what they call Planet Fitness TV, which is these TVs that play, and they'll do like music videos for the songs that they're playing over the loudspeakers.
Similar to LTV, which is at the Lifetime.
But okay. Yeah. Fair enough. And I feel bad because now I can't say that I've heard an entire Justin Bieber song. Because previous to going to the gym, I could say that.
Right.
But now I can't.
And
they got the video for said song in the thingy.
You don't bring your own headset or anything?
I do, but there are times when I don't have the headset.
See, that's grounds for me just not working out.
Normally, yes.
Because I don't want to hear the other people around me grunting.
Well,
or sweating doing.
If you can hear someone sweating, they have some sort of serious medical problem. So sure. I would avoid that.
Fair enough.
But they actually, it's funny with Planet Fitness, they have this thing called the Lunk Alarm, where if someone's like grunting and crap, like the staff will basically do the business equivalent of pointing and laughing at them.
Really?
Like they'll set alarms off.
Shut up.
It's dead serious.
Have you been there when this has gone off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. You think the world's coming to an end. They don't give you any real warning
You're kidding.
And I'm completely and totally serious.
I might have to go.
It's cheap, too. It's super cheap. We'll talk about it after the show. I don't want to give them too much of a plug.
I know. But I understand what you're getting at, but it's just like I need the, there's no reason why Lifetime that I go to should not be using this.
I know. No, it's I'm all for public shaming in some regards.
In all regards.
But yeah, so I don't even know where we were going with this, but
neither do I.
We started with Seattle, and then we're talking about Justin Bieber. But no, there's no... I mean, Minneapolis, the downtown area specifically.
Yeah.
And even the, kind of that first ring around, you know, I consider maybe Northeast.
Uptown.
The Uptown, the Loop, or North Loop, you know, that area.
Right.
It's so restaurant-focused. And all of the retail is out in Edina and Brooklyn Park and all of those. And I'm not making a judgment. I'm just saying I think that's very interesting.
Yeah.
That we don't... I mean, yes, we've got Gap, and we've got Macy's downtown. And we've got some of those places, but it's primarily office and it's work and things that support work or events or, you know, entertainment.
Neighborhood locations do very, very... Neighborhood clusters do very, very well in this market. 50th and France comes to mind.
Yeah.
Anything...
But again, that's out in Edina.
Right. But even stemming it all the way, you know... From 50th, you know, through Richfield, all the way over to Lyndale, for that matter. That's all, you know, those aren't chains. Those are all, you know...
They're little boutique-y shops.
Exactly.
And
yeah. Thank you. They do surprisingly well. But and none of those stores could work in this area.
Mm-hmm.
This area has... the Lyndale and Uptown area, the Hennepin, where on Hennepin area has just completely gone corporate.
It feels weird, but it's very much like a mining town, where it's the businesses and then the things that support those businesses.
Yep.
I think of any retails like in the Skyway system.
Mm-hmm.
The only real retail you're gonna get in the Skyways. That isn't a restaurant.
Or cell phone.
Okay, Tamago and Tonawa.
Hey.
Tobiko, Hotate, Bluefin, Grey, Special Hotel, Spicy Tuna.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Dragons.
The only retail you're going to get is the occasional liquor store.
Okay.
Or jewelry stores.
Right.
Which are both things that you want to get on your way home.
Right. You can't take liquor back to your...
Well, maybe you can, but...
I can't.
There have been days I've been tempted. But, you know, there isn't like a purse place. You know,
Purse place?
Well, I'm just thinking, to me, a purse place, like a place that only sells purses...
Like Coach or something?
That is the... I don't know any of the names of these...
Prada.
I'm a heterosexual man, so I don't know the name of any of these places.
I'm divorced.
Well, there's that.
So...
But I'm saying, like, none of those places, you know, you don't see that there. And I think, in a weird way, that's good.
Yeah.
Because it's just more room for restaurants, which, as far as this show is concerned, is very important.
Is downtown Minneapolis dying?
I don't think so at all.
I worry for places in that Marquette area. I don't see this happening yet, but if that Saks or that Macy's closes, those large anchor department stores that are still downtown, if those ever close, how badly will that hurt business downtown?
I don't think it'll make that big a difference at all.
See, I think it will. I think you're losing a piece of that old Minneapolis charm. I mean, I think... The times that I have gone downtown to shop, it has been for, like, Macy's around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And that's really the best time to go down there. So. Food's arrived.
Food has arrived. And you hit the happy hour menu hard.
Yes, I did.
You want to go through
the
various things that you
got? I don't even need that.
You don't even need it?
I got I got a spicy tuna roll, a spicy yellowtail roll. One of these is one of these is the other.
Thank you.
Yep.
Very deep.
I got a big eye tuna, fresh scallop, and a tobiko nigiri.
All right.
And this is the reddest tobiko nigiri.
That is, yeah.
I've ever seen in my entire life.
It looks almost fake.
Almost. But I'm hoping it's not.
Hmm. Well, I went slightly more sedate to start. Mm-hmm. I have to get the tamago, which is the egg custard, because I always get that, because I enjoy it heavily. And I hate to say that it's okay.
Okay.
Not great. A little dry, to be honest. But I also got something that is called the Kamanawana Rulia, which is right at that edge of being too cute.
I'm almost surprised you ordered it.
Why?
Because it's that cute.
I have no problem with cute food. You cannot be as big a fan of girly drinks as I am and not have at least a tolerance for cute names for food.
True.
But what this is, it's kind of a Hawaiian twist on a Philly roll. Because we got
I can't believe you ordered this.
We got smelt eggs.
Yep.
Excuse me. You've got spam. You've got cream cheese and you got pineapple. I am very intrigued by this.
Oh my.
So I'm going to give this. Now you can't have any of this.
I don't want any of that.
Well, that's because you're weak.
It's just too weird for me. It's not sushi anymore. It's something, it's closer to an appetizer, just a regular app.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing there, buddy?
That is a bizarre combination of flavors.
Does it work, though?
I think it does.
Okay.
Because initially you get that first hit of that pineapple, which I think more sushi should use fruit. I'd be more down, and not so much like strawberries or anything like that, but I'm thinking things that complement meat well. Pineapples.
Orange.
Orange. Like a mandarin. You could do like a little mandarin orange in there. I think that'd be fantastic. So you get that first hit of that pineapple, that super bright sweetness. Could do a peach.
Nectarine.
I think that would work. Anything you would glaze a ham with, I think is a safe bit. Which is really my metric for most things.
Or
is can you glaze a ham with it? If so, good. If not, go to hell. But you get that first hit of that pineapple. And then you get that super smooth, the spam and the cream cheese, where it's just that little bit of, it's, you know, I like it, to be honest. The only thing I'd take out is the smelt eggs, and just because that it cuts that smoothness a little bit.
Well, but it gives a texture.
It gives a texture, but it's a gritty texture.
Really?
Yeah, granted, I've never been a big fan of fish eggs on sushi.
Right.
So I could be somewhat biased there, but I'm enjoying this.
Oh, good. I've started in on mine.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the part of my spicy tuna roll, part of my spicy yellowtail roll. Yellowtail is easily one of my favorite sushis, favorite fish to have sushi with. I prefer to get it in the nigiri form than rather than the maki form, but since it was a special on the happy hour menu, I'm like, game on.
Yeah, sure.
The roll itself is very good. The texture of the nori is a little tough.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's necessarily, it might be old. I don't know if it's a product of how it was wrapped. I just don't know enough about, I mean, I'd like to think that I'm pretty well-versed in sushi, but it just seems a little bit tougher than normal.
That could be, and you know, I kind of got that with the tamago too, where there was a little bit of a more of a spring to that wrap.
It's not off-putting.
No, but if you're expecting,
if nothing else, it adds a little bit of texture to it.
Yeah, but if you're expecting, you know, how a lot of places do nori wraps, where it's basically there for structure, But once it's done its job and conveyed itself to your mouth, it kind of gives it up. It's like, all right, that my job's done. I'm going
really
home.
Dirty.
It does. It does a little bit. But it's like, you know, it's like it's held it together long enough for you to eat it, and it's job fulfilled. It moves on with nary a fuss.
Work is done.
Exactly. So you're right. I think there's a little bit to that. I've become a real advocate for pineapple in sushi. Not necessarily in this application. I mean, I think this is fine, but I'm coming around to the pineapple.
Would you add it to your... Is that an option at your 1-2-3 sushi downtown?
It is not. At least not that I think of.
If it is, are you...
Hell yeah. Yeah, man. If you can... Yeah, I'm... It's just that little burst of that really sweet and the juiciness of that pineapple. Okay. This is clearly like fresh cut pineapple, and it is much better than I thought it would be.
Good.
I did it more for the novelty, I'll be honest.
I'm glad that one of us did.
Yeah.
Because that really is. For the American palate, that is half the thing of going to the trendy sushi places. is the goofy names on the rolls. The double entendres. But I'm glad that it worked out well for you.
Yeah. Yes.
That tuna is fantastic. It is really, really good. Like, if you're thinking about getting some tuna,
I'm thinking about it.
You should think about it.
I've powered through my two rolls already.
Because this is this is outstanding.
No, I'm not as. Excuse me. I'm not as big on nigiri as you are. And it goes back to my love of stuff. Nigiri, very simple. Mm-hmm. Just basically fish on rice.
Right.
Whereas the rolls you can get...
It's just stuff. It's just shit.
It's more stuff. No, don't phrase it like that. You're just mad. You're just mad that I got spam and you didn't.
It's true.
I bet you if you asked, you could have spam nigiri. I think they'd totally be down for that.
I probably would be down for that too.
They probably would. Spam is good. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Yeah. Kind of like what I want now. I will say they've got a pretty outstanding happy hour menu.
Yeah.
I don't know how long their happy hour goes to.
I think it goes to 7.
Really? Okay. But I mean, they've got kind of the classic, you know, Asian Japanese place. Appetizers, gyoza, wontons, spring rolls. I feel like I should know what tataki is, but for some reason it's not clicking with me, and I can't think of why.
I think they're skewers.
That could be.
Like satay.
That could be. But, you know, they've got a couple different... kind of platters. They've got a happy sashimi, which is 2 pieces each of the tuna, the salmon, and the yellowtail for $9.
Yeah.
They got a similar one with the nigiri, which is you get 1 of each. We get the shrimp, tuna, salmon, yellowtail, and whitefish for the same price, $9. We got a bunch of different rolls. The Kamano Wanaroya is on that list. But that's probably the weirdest one on the happy hour menu. I mean, it's a lot of your typicals, your spicy tuna, spicy salmons.
I think it's weird for any place but here, but Minnesota. I think people see spam on the menu, they're like, game on.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying if you're looking for, because they've got a fair amount of less traditional rolls on here. I mean, they've got something called the Juicy Brucey, which is tuna. Asparagus, avocado, more tuna, spicy mayo, and tempura crumbs.
Not a beef on it.
No.
Isn't there one? I could have sworn I read one that had beef.
There wouldn't surprise me, but like, you know, that is... Oh, the Taekwon roll. It's got the Korean beef, the Korean barbecue beef. with kimchi and spicy red sauce. Like, neither of those are on the happy hour menu. Yeah. So the happy hour menu is more traditional. Like I said, the spicy rolls, dynamite rolls, caterpillar rolls, Californias, things like that. Yeah. So if you want to get something a little more fancy, a little more goofy, then you got to look elsewhere on that. But, you know, it's a pretty decent happy hour menu. I'll give them that.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I got to figure out what I want next. Now you whipped through that plate, and that was a sizable plate. But still, you got probably twice as much food as I did, though.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just better at ordering sushi than you are.
No, I'm more experimental. You're the one that went with stuff you know you'd like. How dare you get food you like?
That's true.
What's wrong with you?
How dare I branch out?
How dare you? How dare you not branch out?
Okay.
So, we've finally made it to spring.
Sort of.
It's getting there.
Mother Nature has not given up the
game. I was out in shorts on Sunday.
Yeah.
It broke 50, which is my...
I grilled all last week.
That is really...
Yeah. I mean, I grilled like 4 days last week.
And how much of that was outside?
All
of it. Okay, so
I don't have an indoor.
Oh, you didn't do the carbon monoxide special?
No, not when I have my beautiful grill.
That's right.
My 36 burger grill.
You don't
36.
I was gonna say you don't know that many people, but it's more of a function. You don't know that many people that like you.
Or I like.
Oh, that you like.
It really is more of that.
Yeah. So why do you need such a large grill?
Because it's there. Why do people climb Mount Everest?
I think they're stupid too.
But they climb it because it's there. It's good. It's you know, honestly, when you get down to it, it's making up for, you know, just a, you know.
You've got nothing downstairs.
Small man.
Yeah. Really that is an established fact on this show.
Did you get you guys anything else?
Yes. I don't know what, though.
Should I come back in a couple more minutes?
No. I can do this. You know, I'm just going to do... I'm going to do the flame roll.
Flame?
Yeah. And then I'll probably be done.
Which one did I just get that? What was the McGurl that you brought?
It was like the Bluefin.
Bluefin. I'll do another one of those. That was awesome. And can I do Hamachi Nigiri? And I think that's it.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So what have you grilled so far?
Well, I have done what is slowly turning into one of my favorite things to grill, a turkey burger that we got an Asian turkey burger. It's a banh mi turkey burger. So it's got ginger and cilantro and onion. Mixed in with the burger, a little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of lime in there too.
Now, is this something you make or something you buy?
No, it's something I make.
Okay. Well, I'm clarifying.
Oh, I know. I understand. You grill that up, make a little bit of Asian slaw, so get a bag of broccoli slaw.
Get a bunch of Asians, chop them up very thinly.
I like to use a mandolin.
Mix a little lime juice in there.
Soy sauce.
And soy sauce.
No. You get the broccoli slaw, so like the very thin cut. Not like the chopped. I call it the KFC slaw.
Don't you badmouth KFC slaw.
I'm not. But you know, you get the bag slaw.
Yeah.
I get the long cut stuff.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit of texture, a little bit of crunch. So it's got carrot and broccoli and cabbage in there too. And mix that with a little bit of apple cider vinegar, a little bit of sriracha, a little bit of lime juice, and toss in some very, very thinly sliced English cucumbers. And there's something else that I'm forgetting that goes in there. I cannot...
It's a secret ingredient.
rice
wine. It's the Dave special. Oh, fine. Just
very tiny bit of
rice. You suck at marketing.
Sorry. Toss that together. Let that sit for a bit while you're grilling the burgers. And then you serve them with English muffins.
Okay.
And you do a spicy mayonnaise. I use a fat-free mayo with a little bit of sweet chili sauce that you get at the Asian market. Mix that together and put that on there. So you have like a sweet chili mayo, the turkey burger, and then the slaw on top of it. It's fantastic. It is like...
It's interesting.
It is like, oh my God, I'd like to have about 8 or 9 of these bad boys.
I can see why you need the 36 burger grill now.
Exactly.
That's just for you.
Pretty much. I'm greedy.
Yeah. Well, and you're fat.
And fat.
Yeah.
Let's call it how it is.
Yeah, so that's fine.
No, it is a fantastic...
Interesting.
Grilled first steak of the season, too. That was exciting. I like to think that I'm becoming a real master of grilling a good steak.
That is just one of those things I've resigned myself to never being good at.
It's so simple, though.
Here's the thing. And I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I don't like steak enough to do it enough to get good
right,
at it.
Right. For me, it's the whole... It's almost a process, because I bring it up to room temperature and I season it like a good half hour beforehand with just some salt, good salt and good pepper, and rub it into the meat.
You take any opportunity to rub meat whenever you can.
And then I get the grill just scalding hot. I clean it really, really well, and then I do a little bit of olive oil on the grill so it just comes off nice and clean. Then I'm real particular about the grill marks, too. Like, I like that nice little cross-hatch.
I've never been able to do grill marks on anything right, because I can never do...
A quarter turn?
You quarter turn thing? I don't even know that. No, it's more, I never get away with only flipping it once.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
It's patience, grasshopper.
No, because my problem is if I let it go, after a while, it's just a husk.
Right.
I haven't found that sweet spot.
Gotcha.
So you just got to realize that all my burgers are gonna look they'll just look like they were inked in like the 1950s comic strip. They're just cross hatches over each other. It's just a mess. They're good. No, they're not beat to hell. It's just I keep flipping them over and over and over again.
Have you figured out the correct temperature that burgers and steaks should come out?
Why?
Well, it's so easy though. I've figured out the steak thing. Okay, so this goes back to the Barbecue Bible by Stephen Reichlin.
Okay.
Which we referred to before on the show.
Sure.
And how to tell when your steak is done. So you have to use your finger and you push down on the steak. If it feels like the pad, like the touching.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Pad of your finger to your thumb, then it's done. It's at medium rare. Pull that sucker off and let it rest for 5 minutes. You're going to have the most perfectly cooked medium rare steak in the entire world.
Great. Don't care.
It's just too much work.
No, it's not even... No, it's the work versus payoff. And for me, a good steak does not have a payoff.
I understand.
I do not care.
Yeah, I get that. It's not worth the payoff. For me, it is.
Yeah.
Just because I'm an American and I like meat. I like
meat too.
I wonder what's going to happen the day we eventually do Manny's.
I can eat a steak. I don't have a problem with steak.
Are you going to be able to completely enjoy it? Or is it just going to be another piece of meat for you?
It will probably be another piece of meat to me.
Sad. Sad.
I've been to Manny's many times. I haven't been impressed.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I'm certainly not going to say it's bad. But I don't have this sort of religious experience.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't. Whatever. I realize there's a bit of blasphemy to that.
A little bit.
But, I mean, as far as finding temperatures for grilling,
I
use charcoal, so it's pretty much a crapshoot regardless.
You could stack it on one side and do offset grilling.
I have no idea what the hell that even is.
I mean, you set your coals up in basically like a pyramid on the bottom.
No, I don't even bother with that.
That's true, you don't. Okay, so once you light your grill, the grill, and they're down to the gray coals,
Assuming you wait that long.
And then you shove them all off to one side. All
right.
And let's say you're cooking chicken. Cook the chicken on the side that's not on the grill, on the coals. And cook it for a longer period of time, like 45 minutes. Your chicken will come out not burnt to hell.
I don't know.
Indirect grilling is to their offset
I never cook chicken on the grill.
Okay, ever. What do you cook on the grill?
I'll do burgers.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. Maybe hot dogs.
Okay.
Or brats, you know, some sort of tube meat.
Yeah. Something requires no prep work.
No, I'm fine with prep. It's just, to me, it is entirely a... To me, it's much more... I don't want to say it's more trouble than it's worth, but it's just a function of... If I'm going to grill, I'm not going to want to potentially waste food.
Yeah.
And I'm very gun-shy when it comes to that. I'm just period. I'm not one to experiment, because the problem is... If I care, it really is battling my own psychological issues. Because if I'm going to pay attention to care enough to get it good,
yeah,
I'm going to want to be able to immediately after do it again.
Okay.
And I can't spend 3 days making hot dogs every 4 hours in order for me to get it right. I mean, hell, when I was making my cream soda, finally got it right.
Yeah.
I probably spent about $60 in vanilla before I got it right.
Gotcha.
And to me, I'm very black and white. Either I care about something a lot or do not care at all.
Okay.
And I just cannot afford to care enough to get good at steaks. Or even burgers.
Do you think...
And Heather's yelled at me about this. Like, I'll burn dinner.
Yeah.
I am... emotionally gone the rest of the night. I'm pissed at myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah,
I completely agree with that part. That if I screw up dinner, or if I burn dinner,
yeah,
especially on the grill, I'm shot. I feel pretty worthless. I'm ready to, you know, let's go out and get something. I don't feel comfortable you putting this in your mouth.
I'm letting that go because it's your birthday. Yeah,
that's as you should.
Yeah.
I am an old man. I am allowed to say things that are inappropriate.
You've been saying that since you were 15 years old, though, so...
Still works.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Still works.
But it's weird because, like, you know, I am totally down for heavy prep work.
Okay.
But once heat is involved, I want as brainless as possible. Because it's very hard to screw up the prep of something.
Right.
I mean, there are specific dishes where you can really screw it up.
I'd be interested to see you at, like, a Mongolian barbecue. You know, the they give you the bowl and then you...
I've been to Mongolian barbecue before. What is interesting?
Well, it's just kind of the reverse at that point of what you're talking about. The heat isn't even in place, so you can basically, you know, the
for me, Mongo, it's the same. It's basically the same as ordering food.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the same as just like a regular restaurant.
Now, even when you get to the sauces and stuff?
I put the garlic and...
It's a little weird that you know that. What?
Well, no, it's just I don't experiment with the sauces. It's because I'm not, you know, I'll put the garlic stuff and maybe soy sauce. That's it.
Okay.
I'm not fucking around with 17... I don't care. I don't care how many little red roosters are in the in the listing.
I thought there were peppers. I thought there was.
It depends on the place.
3.5 peppers.
Yeah, I don't care. I do not care.
Okay. Interesting take.
I'm very low maintenance.
Sort of.
I know. I am. Who just had spam and sushi?
Good point.
You can't call me high maintenance at that point.
Yep. Excellent point. You are correct, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Well played.
Just checking the time.
How are we doing that time?
We're at about 50 minutes.
Good. Good. We should get the next round.
We should get the next round here.
Good business.
But talking about, you know, with the spring and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
We haven't busted out the grill yet. We probably will at some point.
Okay.
Because I enjoy grilling, but it's just one of those where I don't like trying to experiment with food, especially when I'm feeding it to other people.
Do you ever grill on your own when you're at home?
I'm never home alone.
That's true.
Like, I could...
And even if you were, would you? If you had the opportunity, would you?
Probably not.
Yeah.
No.
You revert back to
bachelorhood.
Can I order this on my phone?
It's not even that. It's more... The last time that I was home alone for any significant stretch of time was probably 2 years ago.
Are you sure? Because I could have sworn she was in Vegas or something.
That was 2 years ago.
It was?
Yeah. I know. I just had that same thought not too long ago. It's like, God, that was 2 years ago.
Isn't she in Iowa or something like that, too? For like a week?
But that was before Vegas.
Okay. Wow. I am getting old.
Yeah. And when it comes to that, I will just make, you know, and this is going to sound horrible, and I'm admitting this.
Beefaroni. Okay.
No. When I am home with my wife, I have very different priorities than when I am home by myself.
Okay.
And having mostly to do with my leisure activities.
A dress code.
That ship has sailed. She is very comfortable with the fact that my attire choices. But if she's not home, it is pretty much I get home, I go downstairs, I play video games till I fall asleep, and then I wake up and go to work.
Right.
And that's what it is. So either that or I'm doing work. I'm doing podcast work. I'm doing work on the website. I'm doing something like that. To me, I can't do that. If anything, having my wife home forces me to interact with other people. And
I like how you put it. Forces me.
It forces me because I can't. Because I love my wife, and I feel horrible if I basically sequester myself in the office or in the basement while she's home. So her being home means I cook better.
Yep.
You know, I do chores more, and chores that mean something. I spent like 2 days.
Not like
just,
laundry.
I spent like 2 days like rearranging and cleaning the basement.
Okay.
Okay. Important work. But that was all the time I wasn't sweeping, or cleaning the bathroom, or any of the regular maintenance crap. I'm a project oriented chore person.
Okay.
I'm very bad at maintenance.
Yeah, you are.
So,
I've seen your yard.
Yeah. Well, now it just looks like friggin' wasteland because it's dead. That'll be this project this weekend, I'm thinking, is weed and seed that son of a bitch.
Might be a little early.
Might be a little early. We'll see.
Probably rake it, but you'll be.
Yeah, probably. Anyway. So, if I'm home alone, I have a set goal, and that goal is never cooking. So the least amount of time I can spend on cooking, I will. I have made bachelor chow in 5 gallon.
See, even that.
I've made bachelor chow in a punch bowl that I just wrap with saran wrap.
That even seems like you spent too much work.
No, browning meat is not hard.
No, but you could microwave something. Bagel bites? Come on.
No, because then I gotta go to the store.
You gotta prepare beforehand.
What? Nah.
That's prep work, I suppose.
No, because you see, with bachelor chow, you just gotta make it up once and you just microwave that. Bagel bites, in order to get it in the quantities that you would need to survive for several days, it would fill your freezer.
You've never taken the cooler and brought the microwave downstairs with you?
Not in the house, no. Not since we got the house.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but no, I've...
Because I brought the cooler to the couch with me before.
Well, if I'm upstairs, the fridge isn't that far.
Right.
And if I'm downstairs, there's a fridge downstairs.
Yeah.
So, I don't need the cooler. Plus, the cooler's only good for a few hours, then you're just basically just pulling drinks out of cold water.
Got a shitty cooler, though. My cooler keeps ice longer than that.
Yeah, but it's got to be open the whole time, otherwise why bother?
I can flip it open.
It's
little hinge.
Yeah, no, I have a hinge on my cooler
right.
as well.
Obviously, but it's not keeping it cold, apparently.
No, I can. If I'm going to have food within arm's reach, I don't want a barrier between me and said food.
Fair enough.
So cooler is going to be open at all times.
Fair enough. I'm waiting for my girlfriend to...
Really, right now, is we're having dueling insanity battles, what we're doing right now.
Who's lazier?
Who's stupider? That's what we're fighting
for. I'm waiting for the point where I can spend my entire weekend on the deck, just out there with my laptop, maybe the TV on in the background, and the grill right there, and a cooler. It's going to happen.
I'm sure it will.
Matter of fact, I might ask for that from my girlfriend for my birthday, and be like, this is really what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need really anything else. I just want to be left alone for a little bit with the grill and some beers and some meat. Not necessarily in that order.
I
might do that.
I think this would be okay. I think this is a good way to end on.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we're gonna have time to talk about what we ordered.
Right.
Because they seem to be taking their sweet time.
Right.
Granted, it's gotten a lot busier.
Exponentially busier
since we started. So I'm not. This is not a slam on them. It's just it's gonna take a while.
It's nature of the beast.
Yep. I think we should both, and we can flesh this out over the next few weeks.
Okay.
I think we should both set a goal.
Okay.
For this summer,
okay.
We should make this go. We should make this summer a season of knowledge, a season of learning.
Okay.
And we should set a goal of something we're going to master between now and the end of summer.
I like where you're going with this.
We should figure this out.
Okay.
Because
what criteria do I have?
Well, we can figure that out. I mean, okay. We don't have to make every decision
summer
right this second. But I think
summer of knowledge.
Because I feel
that sounds much better.
I feel that. You know, despite my...
We're reverting back. It's a caveman.
Despite... Shut up for one second.
Sorry. I've had a lot of
time. as much as I feel somewhat comfortable in the fact that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with grilling, especially,
yeah.
I feel pretty confident in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But it's the grilling that's tricky.
I feel confident with you in the kitchen. It's the grilling I'm a little nervous about.
Yeah.
Because I've had both ways.
You've had me both ways.
I've had your grilling and your kitchen.
You've had my hot meat both ways.
That's
is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what
yeah.
I'm saying.
But I feel bad that I feel like it's something. It's one of those things I don't feel comfortable giving up, not knowing.
Right.
You know, like there are some things that I'm just never. I've grown comfortable with the fact that I'm never going to sweep the house on my own volition.
I have a better... I think I have a way that we can expand on this.
Okay.
This idea.
Well, we'll talk about this after the show.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to pose this question to you, and we'll answer it next week.
Okay.
I think that each one of us should come up with a challenge for something that each one of us has to learn
okay.
in the summer. So I have to come up with something you have to master by the end of the summer. And,
all right.
And you have to come up with something I have to master by the end of the summer.
And perhaps...
It has to be food related. Right. But it can be. I think you open up the world.
It could be anything.
Anything.
And I think at the end of the said summer,
yeah.
we get a 3-judge panel.
I agree. Not significant others.
No, I was gonna say we get our respective wives/girlfriends.
Okay.
Because neither of them will skew both it in
or,
our favors.
Or yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they will mercilessly savage.
Mine can
us.
Be bought though. That's the. That's the problem. Yours is merciless. Mine can be bought. No, she can't.
No, she can't.
Yeah, she can't.
No. Now, you see, but now that you've said it and we know that she listens...
Yeah, I've already lost that.
Well, that may be, but I'm saying... But she will resist the buying.
Okay.
And we'll get a third judge. Maybe, okay. Maybe we'll get our intern, Cody.
Okay.
We've been signing her up for all these things and we never do him, so okay. I feel bad. We'll figure it out and then they will
a
judge.
A three-person female panel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Scary.
This is how we prove ourselves as men.
Okay. I like this. I like where this is going.
Yes. I'm gonna make you bake a pie or something. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I'd be down for that. That's the
I'm
thing.
Sure you would.
See, here's the thing. I'm up for this because I'm learning a new skill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little scared of the turnout, but I'm down for this.
We'll figure something out.
Figure out something you would absolutely hate doing, trying to master all summer. The grilling fish.
I've grilled fish.
On wooden planks.
I've grilled fish on wooden planks.
Just be inherently expensive. Just
yeah, it would. Planks. Yeah, that would be ridiculous. No, just use the same. We got a couple pallets behind the house.
Yeah.
Just break them up.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Good old birch bark.
Hell yeah.
It's a bit woodsy.
Just go to IKEA, get the flooring samples.
This tastes a bit nutty. I think that's just the laminate.
That's the meatballs in the flooring.
It's true. Cranberry sauce.
It's cranberry sauce. All right. Final thoughts on Sushi Tango.
I think it's good. I think you can do better sushi.
I think you can. I agree with you.
But it meets the Minnesota palate very, very well.
Sure.
It's kitschy. It's got fun names on all the rolls, and it's a fairly comfortable environment. It'd be good for a date night. Good in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming to Uptown and every other place is full, this would be a very, very good substitute.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm saying it's like low on the totem pole.
Yeah.
But I think there are other places in the area I think I'd rather go to.
I think there's something to that. I think this is one of the longest. I think this is might be the oldest place in the food mall.
I agree.
I think you're right. You know, because I think all the other places have left.
Yeah, Independence gone.
Independence gone. Prime Bar's gone.
Elgato's gone.
Elgato. Yeah, that whole space is gone.
Right. Chiang
Mai
Tai's been here longer.
Chiang Mai Tai, but I think this has been here longer than Chiang Mai Tai.
And this place has been here longer than Uptown Cafeteria, which is the new guy on the blog.
And
Famous Dave's.
Yeah, I don't really count that.
It's got a built-in fan base.
It does. To me, this place, I like this place. I've been here a few times, and I've enjoyed it every time.
Yeah.
I think what I had tonight was a little kind of eh, to be honest. I think a lot of it had to do with that there's something up with that nori.
Yeah,
there's something tough. Up. I don't know what's going on with that. But to me, every sort of metric that we use to judge sushi places, there are better places for each one of those metrics. You want classics, I think, Fujiya or Origami will do them better. You want funky ones, I think Masu.
I think Sajiya. What was the place we went to downtown? Sakura.
Sakura.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both of those do more new wave stuff a little better. You want drinks, again, Masu, I think will beat that out.
Yeah. I think if you want more of a classic Japanese dining experience, mm-hmm. I think you look at Tampopo or Sajiya.
Yeah. I think...
Or Zenbox.
Zenbox Izakaya is another good one. I hate these kind of reviews because it's one of those where it's like, I like what they're doing. I just think there are better options available.
Right. It's not that we hate it. I think if we're rating it on a scale of maybe 1 to 5,
mm-hmm.
we're probably giving it about a 3.
A solid 3.
Maybe a 2 and 2.8.
I don't know if I'd go that low, but, you know, because I think what it does is does pretty well.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I think they're better examples. Yeah, the happy hour is good. It's nice that it's late.
Yeah.
So
they're not hurting for business.
No,
never
clearly.
Will be
hurting
for business. Just based off of location. But again, when you got Fujiya right down the road and Origami coming in, it's
tricky.
It's a tough
It's very tricky.
So, but I think this has stood up the test of time and will continue to stand up the test of time. I think it'll go through highs and lows like any other restaurant. But it works in a pinch.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't dissuade anybody.
No.
And I would definitely, if somebody said, hey, we're going to Sushi Tango tonight.
I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yep.
So, anyway. Well, we want to quickly thank you guys for listening, as always. Thank you for reviewing us on iTunes as well as on Stitcher. You can find us on Stitcher, which if you don't know what that is an app for your phone. Pretty much every smartphone has an app for it now, where you can stream our podcast live with this show and all of the other Fancy Pants Gangsters Network shows. Twitter and Facebook, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife, and foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. That is a good way to follow us, to see what we're doing. Quick congratulations to his name escapes me right now, and I feel horrible.
You're gonna check the Twitters.
But the chef for Four Paws won the Minnesota Chef Challenge.
Posted it on Twitter.
We did, and his name escapes me, and I apologize.
I'll get it before you wrap up.
But that was very cool.
David Gonzalez.
David Gonzalez, thank you. I knew it was a Dave, I just couldn't think of what the last name was. And who got second place in that? That was another one we haven't been to Four Paws yet, which we need to do. Well, yeah, we need to save up.
I'm still looking for that bit of information.
But anyway, yeah, congratulations to them. Happy birthday to Dave.
Thank you.
And if you want to say hi, we're going to be at the Butcher and the Boar on Sunday. So
getting meat drunk.
Come on down.
I'm just getting sloppy with it.
Come on down. Join us.
That's probably a
bad
idea.
Maybe buy us some drinks.
You're paying for yourself, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Katie. Yeah, your lovely girlfriend's paying for all of us. But if you're a fan, if you're a fan coming down, then you'll come on down. Butcher and the Boar on Sunday. Say hi.
Might want to RSVP me so you have a spot at the table.
No, they have to stand.
There'll be like 20 people there.
So it'll be like the entire restaurant then.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys once again for listening. And we'll see you next week.